today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam. Welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. And during this episode, we're going to speak about how to talk to Allah. So be with us.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath. I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you, is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
First, we look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 22nd of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Ordibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we choose chapter Maryam, verse 3 from the Holy Quran to listen to and learn about important point of it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا.
When he called to his Lord a private supplication.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This event occurred at the time when Zakaria was very worried and sad because he did not have a child and he worshipping him called upon his Lord secretly. Perhaps the invocation of Zakaria done in secret was for the reason that his people would not scoff at him by saying why that old man wished Allah for a son. Some Islamic literature indicates that the best supplication is that which is asked in secret, and the best provision is that which is sufficient.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist.
You are the light.
You guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in life. A world that often lies. Cause
I don't need
anyone, anything in life, but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Now we come back to our topic, how to talk to Allah. Humans are creatures created with the ability to know Allah. Belief in Allah and deeds done for Allah's approval mean being aware of this fact. It is a right granted to every human being to meet with the owner of the universe for the life he has and the blessings given to him. Muslims use this right every day with 5 daily prayers and supplications. A person appears before Allah through daily prayers and presents his servitude to Allah, his Lord. The 6th verse of Surah Qaf is as follows. We created the human, therefore we know very well what his soul whispers and instills to him, because we are closer to him than his jugular vein.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Does God really hear us? Today we are going to talk about this important question. That does God really hear us, and why does God sometimes not answer our prayers? This is an important question that we want to answer today. The Quran states, "Ud'uni astajib lakum," call upon me and I will answer you. If a friend says to another, if you ever get in to any trouble, give me a call and I will be there to help you. That sentence is subject to terms and conditions such as the friendship is maintained. Second, that the phone number is not lost and that is correctly dialed. And third, when contact is made, unrelated matters and issues are not said, unrealistic expectations are not requested, while at the same time, we should be performing our own responsibilities. And fourth, whatever is called for is really a problem, not an imaginary issue or groundless fear. And the fifth, in order to for the problem to be solved, do not wait for all the requirements to fall into place. And the sixth, in order for your own problem to be solved, it should not result in the beginning of another problem for yourself or others. And the seventh, when portraying the problem, to be honest and truthful. Have we maintained our friendship and worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَيَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and He answers those who believe and do righteous deeds. Maintaining the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have we even got the right phone number to call?
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Now one important point, acts of worship when you can't pray. What are they? Renew your intentions for mundane acts. Prophet of Islam Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, deeds are by their intentions, and a person will be rewarded according to their intention. Anything you do can be transformed into an act of worship with a simple intention of doing so for Allah's sake. Getting some shut eye to have energy throughout the day while fasting. Spending hours helping your family prepare and clean up. All of these routine activities can be spiritual tools that bring you closer to Allah. So, how do you renew your intentions? It's as easy as verbalizing it in your mind. For example, when you are setting up the dinner table, you can think, "Oh Allah, I'm preparing this for your sake." And no need to stop there. You can also intend to help prepare, to make your family happy, serve your parents, give everyone the strength they need to stand in prayer, and so on and so forth, all to please Allah.
وَهَدِنِي وَلَا تَتْرُكْنِي
This is IRIB English Radio, and this program entitled Today's Special. You are with the continuation of this program. In this part, Allah as the Creator communicates with His creation. Dear friend, Allah communicates to some extent with men through His fitrah as well. The fitrah is the natural disposition, inclination, and sound human nature that Allah instilled in mankind. According to a verse from the Holy Quran, chapter Al-A'raf, verse 172, Allah took from the loins of Adam his progeny like tiny particles and made them testify concerning themselves that he was their creator and master. Every newborn in this world is born with this covenant and affirmation. That means that everyone is born with the natural inclination towards Islam as the ultimate truth, and so the only religion with Allah, the natural inclination or pure human nature which Allah instilled in all people on the day of the covenant. In their capacity as the creation and mere servants, all humans are born with the inclination towards their creator, master, and sustainer.
Danger that the human being faces is a lifestyle of disobedience, a lifestyle of turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When shaitan controls us, when our desires take control of us, and we become addicted to this sinning lifestyle where we slowly turn further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turning further away from God to an extent where you cannot go back, where this heart cannot recover anymore. Sins, they have an impact on our lives. Maybe in the beginning when you sin, there is a pathway to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to reconnect with Allah. But sometimes the hearts, they become so filthy, they become rusted to an extent where the heart cannot return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah describes the effects and the impacts of sins on our hearts. Kalla barrana ala qulubihim. The sins, they have an impact on our heart where we are unable to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then this brings us away from our purpose in life, because our purpose is to be connected with Allah. But what comes in between us and being connected with Allah is when we allow sins to control our lives. And when a person's life is controlled by sins, when a person's life is controlled by desires, this person will feel as if they cannot breathe. This person will feel disconnected from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. And till then, fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? Told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world.
'cause I'm a believer.